USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The United Nations is expected to take some form of action when they meet this week over Russia's invasion of Ukraine. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Linda Thomas-Greenfield on NBC's Meet the Press discussed the tools they can use against the Kremlin.
We can isolate them. We can isolate them in the United Nations. We can isolate them in U.N. specialized agencies. They are feeling that isolation.
She says a vote on a resolution in the U.N. General Assembly could happen as soon as Wednesday. Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin put nuclear forces on high alert in response to what he deemed aggressive statements by Western nations, and the European Union has taken more action against Moscow, including financing weapons and other equipment for Ukraine. More than half of those polled by NPR, PBS, and Marist panned the job that President Biden had done in his first year. This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.